What is the American adrenaline narrative? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kristen J. Jacobson, professor of American literature at Stockton University, explains this term and how it relates to nature.
Contemporary America is fascinated and defined by extremes of politics, weather, and sports. Such fascination is shaped by America's defining myths of freedom, the pursuit of happiness, and a risky frontier. My research focuses on post-1970 extreme forms of this narrative, a genre I term the American adrenaline narrative. The 50 years since the first Earth Day mark the rise in the popularity and marketing of all things extreme, including sports, makeovers, laundry detergent, and even the environmental movement itself. In addition to advertisements, films, essays, and social media content, contemporary American adrenaline narratives include bestsellers such as Jon Krakauer's Into Thin Air and Cheryl Strayed's Wild, and lesser-known texts such as Eddie L. Harris's Mississippi Solo and Patricia C. McCarran's Canyon Solitude. I argue these wildly popular stories take the racing pulse of America's environmental imagination. In my analysis, I identify five defining desires or attitudes towards nature: conquering, spiritual, erotic, risky, and restorative. Where conquering desire controls nature, spiritual constructions emphasize nature's transformative potential. Reciprocal relationships with nature define erotic desire. Risk connects adventure and wilderness, valuing their dangerous extremes. Finally, restorative desire approaches nature by combining restoration ecology and restorative justice. As suggested by this range of approaches to nature, American adrenaline narratives simultaneously promote and hinder ecological sustainability. Reflecting the American origins of our adventurous desires, they help shape, for better or worse, our environmental future.
That was Kristen J. Jacobson of Stockton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.